Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Northern California, the big utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, has cut the power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses to try to prevent wildfires. On our newsline, KCBS reporter Jeff Schaub, who joins us from Petaluma, north of San Francisco. Jeff, what is the concern? Why is PG&E doing this?
Well, after the very large fire in Santa Rosa 2 years ago and the fire in Paradise that pretty much destroyed that community almost a year ago, PG&E initiated this program whereby they would proactively turn off electricity during high wind events when there's very low humidity and the ground is very, very dry. And that was a problem with those previous fires, that their equipment failed, started those blazes in many cases, and so they want to make sure that doesn't happen again, so they're turning off the power.
I was looking at the PG&E outage map. This really covers a pretty expansive area, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. So in Sonoma County alone, 70,000 PG&E customers are without power. In terms of residents affected, that's about 220,000 people. It's a huge area that stretches all the way through the county. There'll be another wave of shutoffs affecting the East Bay, east of San Francisco, much more populated area. And then later on this afternoon, there'll be power outage in the southern Bay Area, San Jose, Fremont, and those areas. So this is, we are talking 500,000 to 600,000 potentially PG&E customers impacted.
Jeff, are these rolling outages, or once you're out for the duration? And what is the duration?
Yeah, you're out. When you're out, you're out. Now, PG&E has said by noon tomorrow, they hope to begin restoring power after the winds die down. But they've also said, you know, it can take up to several days to restore the power because they have to inspect all of their equipment. They want to make sure none of it is damaged. So they're using helicopters and, of course, all their ground crews. They have to go out and check every power line, every transmission line, every pole, every line. And, you know, God knows how long that can take.
We saw photos of bare store shelves in the Bay Area. People have been stocking up almost like we might do for a hurricane or blizzard here in the East.
Yes, and this morning I went to a gas station in Windsor here in Sonoma County, and they had a sign that said, "Sorry, out of 87 and 89, we only have premium gas." And apparently over the last couple of days, there have been lines of cars waiting to get gasoline, and some of the stations don't have any fuel at all. They've closed.
Jeff Schaub, KCBS Radio in Petaluma, California. Jeff, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.